than the great Nabi of Allah, the friend of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam. The life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and what we learn from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, it fits very nicely into the five pillars of deen. Whatever we find in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam fits exactly into the five pillars of deen. The first pillar being that of Tawheed, being that in believing in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are commanded that فَتَّبِئْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا, that we should follow in the creed and in the religion of our forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam. Nowhere else are we commanded to follow the creed and religion of any other Nabi but Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam's life in his youth, everyone around him were worshipping everything else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To that extent that his father, Azar, his business was that of making idols. So Ibrahim alayhi salam grew up in the environment of idol worship. He was brought up by a father who was a priest and his job was to build idols. In this environment, Ibrahim alayhi salam taught the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would go with his father would instruct him to bring a rock. He would ask, what is the difference between the various rocks? He would bring to their mind and to the fore that these rocks are of no avail to you, nor can they hear, nor can they see, nor can they benefit you. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was brought up in this environment. When the big celebration took place and Ibrahim alayhi salam said that he's sick, he's not going with, when they returned, the people returned, they found that their church or place of worship, all the idols were broken except the big one. So when he was asked, explain to us what happened or who did this, they said it was this boy whose name is Ibrahim. And when he was asked, explain to us what happened here, he said, let me explain to you what happened. It's the big one. He broke the little ones and he broke the other ones. And when he was explaining to them, it occurred to them that indeed it is illogical for us to worship these idols. So he brought an awareness to them that they should worship something beyond these idols, something over and above these idols. About in 2018, some archaeologists dug up the place where Ibrahim alayhi salam lived, where his father lived. And they found, it's a place in Iraq. If I remember correctly, the name of the place is called Ur, U-R. And everywhere where they dug up, every house that they came to while digging, while the archaeologists were digging, they found that the house was filled with idols. So Ibrahim alayhi salam's father, Azar, had a fantastic business, because all the houses in that area were all full of idols. But in one particular place, they found three big idols. The one idol was in the shape of a sun. The other one was in the shape of a moon. And the other one was in the shape of a star. And in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he looks at the sun and he says that this is my ilah, this is the being that we have to worship, this is the creation that we have to worship. And then the sun sets and he says, no, the ilah, the God, the Allah cannot set. And then he looks at the moon with all its beauty and he says, this is the ilah. And the moon sets and the moon disappears during the day. He says, this cannot be the ilah. This cannot be the being that should be worshipped. Then he looks at the stars and he says, these are shining bright and are huge. These should be worshipped. And then they disappear during the day. And these cannot be worshipped. So if we think Ibrahim alayhi salam was more intelligent to look at the sun and the moon and the star and to say that, are these things objects of worship? But his point was to show his people that these three visible things that you see, these huge creations that you see, the sun, the moon, the stars, these things that you see, that is apparent to you, they cannot be worshipped because they disappear. The sun sets, it disappears. The moon rises, it disappears. The stars shine, they disappear. So he appealed to their intellect that you are worshipping these things. They are here, they are apparent, and then they are gone. Worship that being who is the creator of these things. Worship that being that is there for all of time. That was there for all of time. These things will come and go, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there forever. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is a pinnacle in bringing the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the fore. And he showed his people by appealing to their intellect, by appealing to their logic, that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that should be worshipped and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that should be asked for help, not your idols. In the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, we find that the aspect of salah, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَاللَّهُ establish for us salah. So the second pillar of Islam, that is salah, it is brought to the fore. Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua for the establishment of salah. With regards fasting or the month of Ramadan, it is the dua of Ismail and Ibrahim alayhi salam that when they make the dua, that, O Allah, establish in our progeny a person that will lead the ummah. And also, Ibrahim alayhi salam refers in his dua with Ismail alayhi salam, he refers to us as the ummah, as Muslimin. And we are the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our religion is Islam. We are Muslims. So in their dua, they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should bring forth a person, yatlu alayhim ayatik, who recites the ayat to the people and brings forth a book for them so that they may read this book and explain to the people this book. This book that is referred to is Al-Quran. And the person that they are making dua, that somebody to lead this ummah, is none other than Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Quran, شَحْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The Quran, this dua that they're making for a person to recite the ayat of Quran to this ummah is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this book that is referred to is Quran. And this Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. So its link is to a pillar that is fasting in the month of Ramadan. Zakat, Ismail alayhi salam is a person, the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was that Nabi who established Salah and established Zakat among his progeny. So this also links to the pillar of Zakat. And the last pillar of Hajj needs no explanation. Everything a person sees in Hajj is linked to Ibrahim alayhi salam. The building of the Kaaba, it is linked to Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Maqam Ibrahim is linked to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Zamzam is linked to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Everything is linked to Ibrahim alayhi salam when we go for Hajj. The slaughtering, it is linked to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And in the slaughtering, there is also a lesson where in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, we find something happened when he was young and something happens when he is much later on in his life. He disobeys his father. His father is that priest who builds the idols, who tells him to worship the idols, and he disobeys his father by not worshipping the idols. His father throws him into the fire. Everything that is attached to him, the rope that is attached to him, that he is tied to, everything burns besides him and his clothing. To that extent that he comes out of the fire, imagine his father throws him into the fire. His mother is looking at him in the fire. He comes out of the fire and he tells his mother, "Don't worry, I'm fine. Nothing is wrong with me. In fact, it is quite cool inside. I'm going back inside." Everything that is attached to him is burnt, besides himself and his clothing. He comes out of the fire. Still, they cannot realize that these idols they are worshipping, they are but false. And this Allah that Ibrahim alayhi salam is calling us, it is true. Then his father banishes him and exiles him from his homeland, throws him out. Still, after all of this, Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua for his father. He makes dua for the forgiveness and the guidance of his father. After all of this. And he does not stop till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs him that now your father is from among those that have gone astray, that are astray, then he is from those that will be from the dwellers of Jahannam. Then and only then he stops making dua for his father. Today, my father, your father, doesn't give us what he wants. The youth out there, our fathers and parents don't give us what we want, what we feel is of benefit to us. How do we respond to them? What do we say to them? Ibrahim alayhi salam, his father throws him in the fire. His father banishes him. Yet he makes dua for that one thing which is of most benefit to his father. That is guidance and hidayah. He doesn't give up on his father. And then, to make Ibrahim alayhi salam understand the difficulty of a father throwing his son into the fire, the difficulty of a father banishing his son, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him slaughter his son. Makes him slaughter his son. So that he may understand and feel what it felt for his father to banish him and for his father to throw him in the fire. In the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, one of the greatest lessons is that of submission. When he was instructed to be thrown into the fire, he submitted, he will go into the fire. Qurbani is a lesson of submission. His entire life, his son's entire life is that of submission. Submitting to the oneness and greatness and to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what the circumstance, no matter what the condition, no matter what I am going into, I have to submit to the will and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected friends, these are the months of Hajj. These are the months of Qurbani. There are many lessons of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The oneness of the submission of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is leaving his wife and his son in a barren piece of land because it was the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that he did, even if you look at the Kaaba that he built, even the Kaaba went through many stages of its life. The Kaaba was destroyed, rebuilt. Zamzam went through difficulty. At one stage, prior to the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zamzam was forgotten. Nobody knew where the well of Zamzam was. So everything that Ibrahim alayhi salam went through his life, all life's difficulties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him through, our life is the same. We go through difficulties. We go through ups and downs. But we never give up. Even though he was banished, he never gave up making dua for his father. We never give up in life. We always submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We always call upon Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. And may these days of Qurbani remind us of the life history, the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and inculcate within us the qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the qualities of his son Ismail alayhi salam. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.